Good morning. It's 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I am honored to have a special guest this morning. I have a Sitka fellow. I have Amanda Murphyow, Chicago native. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. It's been so fun having all the Sitka fellows come in and hearing about their projects and their Sitka takeaway. And I'm very interested that your focus is on Canada, with a little bit of a hint, a whisper of Alaska.
Maybe more like 50-50 for my dissertation.
Okay. And what is your dissertation?
My dissertation is about Alaska and Nunavut and comparing how the two, Nunavut being the northernmost territory in Canada, and comparing how the two areas are mapped, Alaska in 1959 when it became a state, and then Nunavut in 1999 when it became a territory.
And mapping is fascinating.
I agree.
It is. It is sort of the... are you interested in early mapping or like contemporary mapping of the areas?
I'm interested in both, but for the dissertation, I'm using as a case study these two right around 1959 and right around 1999, these two moments when Alaska had to become part of the map of the United States and Nunavut was reshaped within the map of Canada because it was formerly part of the Northwest Territories, and how that plays out in, you know, atlases. And in Canada, there's a notebook that students get for school sometimes called the Canada Notebook or Cahier Canada, and it has a map of Canada on it. Some of those are still sold without the line designating Nunavut on it. So I'm interested in how Nunavut has or has not entered this, I guess, southern psyche, and then comparable with Alaska, like how some people I've heard think that Alaska is like this temperate island near Hawaii, and like people have been told, like, no, you can drive to Alaska, and they've been like, how? It's in the ocean.
It's very confusing.
It is very confusing.
There are Facebook sites lobbying for put Alaska in the proper location on a map. Is there controversy connected with this?
I have read some very strongly worded, not only Facebook pages, but also like geographers are like, this is ridiculous. Why is the map like this? It's not communicating properly either the placement or size of Alaska or the fact that Alaska is part of the continent of North America. Like saying the continental United States and versus the contiguous United States is...
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's tried to ship anything to Sitka knows we've tried to use that argument over the phone with customer service. And I guess, you know, my assumption is with those maps is it's a graphic design flaw. It's just it's more convenient to put the freak states, so to speak, in the lower left-hand corner because aesthetically the United States looks nice as one big landmass. With Canada. With that said, Canadian cities, you're from Chicago and close to the Canadian border.
So. I was at a conference in San Antonio once and people were asking me, why do you do Canadian studies? And it came up that I was from Chicago and they're like, oh yeah, that's like right next to Canada. And I was like, not in the same way that Texas is right next to Mexico. There's a lake and a couple of states and... But
there's a lot of those assumptions.
Yes.
If you're from New Jersey and people go, well, you're from New York, and they're like, same difference, which is a horrible response. So, so was it location? Was it the inspiration of seeing this notebook that piqued your interest in Canada?
It was more, I was solely motivated by spite to undertake Canadian studies.
Underestimated motivation.
In my first year of university, I enrolled in McGill University in Montreal, in Quebec, in Canada. And my first year, I was part of the Canadian University Study Abroad program. And I went to a castle in England for school, because why not? I love Harry Potter. And while I was there, I was with mostly Canadians. And they made so much fun of me for not knowing anything about Canada. They were like, Regina is the capital of Saskatchewan. And I was like, those aren't words. Turns out Regina is the capital of Saskatchewan. So I was like, what else don't I know? So I enrolled in one Canadian studies course at the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. And I guess it was just continued from there inadvertently with a series of classes that culminated in a bachelor's degree in Canadian studies.
But see, that's fun. Any college student who's listening, you just never know where your elective is going to take you.
It's true.
So with that background, you're here in Sitka as a Sitka Fellow. Mm-hmm. And what's your project? What's your focus time while you're here?
So I'm working on my PhD at Carleton University in Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. And I'm writing my dissertation about Alaska and Nunavut. But I'm also, while I'm here, working on a graphic adaptation of my dissertation, which is an extended project to include other areas of North America. So Alaska, Nunavut, Hawaii, Newfoundland, and Baja, Mexico.
Have fun. Is this going to be in paper, digital?
At the moment, it's going to be digital, black and white, and I'm going to use it when I'm teaching in January and when I'm teaching in May, and then I plan to make it available online after I gauge how well it's received by my students in January and May.
Oh, that's great. So you have like a little beta testing group.
Yeah, I don't know if they know that, but it'll be great.
We'll see what happens. So are you able to acquire a lot of maps and sort of visual material here in Sitka for this?
I've actually had quite a bit of luck talking to people at the Sitka Historical Society. And actually, when I was in the Sitka Sentinel, a woman called and was like, oh, you should come over to my house and like look at these old maps that I have. And Robert, last time I was on the air, told me about the hand map of Alaska. So I've gotten maps in various forms.
That's a very handy map.
It is.
Is that punny?
Yes, very.
Thank you. It's nice to hear that Sitka has provided resources. Did you know coming here that Sitka would really assist in your publication? Or was this just sort of a good community to go to, just sort of have a new environment to work in?
I think a little bit of both. It sounded like an amazing opportunity to have this space to work in, but also I've never spent a lot of time in Alaska, and I didn't know how that would help my dissertation, but I knew that it would.
So we're talking about proximity, like, since you're from Chicago, you must know a lot about Canada. When I travel overseas, before Sarah Palin was known as an Alaskan, people would assume I was Canadian. And I'd say, no, I'm from Alaska. And they'd say, oh, same difference, sort of the same thing. But do you find any similarities between Alaska and Canada?
Funny you should mention that, because, again, when I was in England, one of the first Canadians I met, we were talking, and she was like, Alaska belongs to us. She's from British Columbia. She's like, the panhandle's ours. And I was like, my name's Amanda. Nice to meet you.
Kind of an odd icebreaker. Okay.
So in some ways, maybe Canadians do not see a difference between Alaska and Canada in some people in some parts. But I think it depends. So I worked for the New Democratic Party in Canada. I worked mm-hmm. for Nathan Cullen, who's the member of parliament for the riding, the district just beside where we are now. And so I sense a lot of overlap between the issues of his constituents and the issues that people have in Southeast, being sort of on this fringe. Like, he would go to Ottawa every week, and I believe he had the same travel budget as people who lived in Toronto and went to Ottawa every week. So, like, not understanding these, that it's actually quite a large investment to get yourself all the way back to northern British Columbia and back to Ottawa every week, like not understanding like the scope of the country. And I sense that from Alaska as well, just from people saying like, Amazon charged me international shipping. I'm in the United States. Like, what?
It is a problem. So it might be in not just Alaskans, but Americans' best interest to be a little more curious about Canada.
I think there's a lot to be learned from Alaska and from Canada, in the various parts of Canada.
And you're just the person to do it.
Maybe.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for joining me. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here in Sitka. And your husband's going to join you soon.
Yes.
So you get to play tourist with him.
Yes. And it'll be fun.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my guest, Amanda Murphyau. She's a Sitka Fellow here talking about Canada. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks.